Born in 1904, Red Bank, New Jersey, not too far from Asbury Park, New Jersey, and that's where I come from. I mentioned that because my grandmother was a cook, and she used to cook for William. That's what she called him. His name was Count Basie, William Basie. Passed away in 1984. That was a sad occasion. William Bill Basie, over 45 successful years as a band leader, and starting in 1935 with a group called the Barons of Rhythm. His first recordings were in 1937. He recorded with all the jazz luminaries of that time and then some. Gene Ammons, Harry Sweets Edison, Clark Terry, Lester Young, Harold Evans, Buck Clayton, Harry Sweets Edison, Illinois Jacquet. The list goes on and on and on. He had Buddy Rich in his band. Vocalists like Billie Holiday, Helen Humes, Jimmy Rushin. And this particular artist came in 1955. His name is Joe Williams. And in 1955, this recording of Every Day I Have the Blues gave Count Basie's band a resurgence in popularity. Here's William Basie with Joe Williams, Every Day I Have the Blues.
Every day. Every day I have the blues. Every day. Every day I have the blues. Well, you see me worry, baby, because it's you I hate to lose. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Speaking of bad luck and trouble, well, you know I've had my share. I'm gonna back my third game, move on down the line. Oh, I'm gonna back my suitcase, move on down the line. Well, there ain't nobody worrying and there ain't nobody crying. Seems to me every day.
His style was known as the Kansas City style. And there was a song, as a matter of fact, about going to Kansas City, Sorry But I Can't Take You. That was performed also by Joe Williams. Most of the musicians in his band had to be the kind that could really fit that mold, so to speak. Fit that mold by playing in such a way that it was more than just toe-tapping and foot-stomping. It was crowd-pleasing, yelling, and jumping up and screaming, practically. The only thing that kept you from jumping up and screaming sometimes when Basie's band was performing was the fact that you knew you had to sit still because you might miss something if you get up and make noise. 1 o'clock Jump, another theme of his, was very popular. As a matter of fact, 1 o'clock Jump was a hit record of his. Open the Door, Richard, was recorded in 1947, I think it was. And it was a very popular tune of Count Basie's. People still sing it.
Open the door, Richard! I don't think Richard heard me yet. Knock one more time, let's see what's gonna happen. Richard, open the door, please.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross were influenced by Count Basie and his band, and they did a recording of many Count Basie tunes. Another major, major hit by Count Basie was influenced by Wild Bill Davis, an organ player. He had an arrangement of April in Paris that Count Basie picked up on. April in Paris was very popular because of its One More Time theme. Every time it got ready to end, they would say, one more time, one more time. And that became a slogan or a saying among jazz fans and the non-jazz fan in the 1950s, 60s.
One more time. Tried one more once.
Basie recorded so many albums, the list goes on and on, but he recorded also albums of the Beatles tunes and Mary Poppins and show tunes. To watch Basie perform was to watch a real artist and gentleman at the same time. The band could be just swinging, blowing the roof off the place, as the saying goes, and Basie would be sitting there so dignified and so erudite, just sitting there calmly while around him he was surrounded by these fantastic musicians just blowing. He was being cool all the time. William Basie being cool and nonchalantly, every now and then when he wanted a certain performer or a certain artist to solo, just before the end of one man's solo, Basie would point at the other person that he wanted to solo after him, and he would do it so calmly and so cool. If you weren't paying attention and watching, you might miss it. Basie was being watched very carefully by his men and all the sidemen. Frank Sinatra loved Count Basie. Joe Williams loved Count Basie. Tony Bennett loved Count Basie. Arthur Prysock. Here we go naming all the artists, a handful of artists, that sang with Count Basie's band, and they were glad to do it. You didn't have to beg and plead with any of these major artists to be with Count Basie. They jumped at the opportunity. And if you listen carefully to these live recordings like this 1 o'clock jump by Count Basie, you'll hear the other men or the side men in the band yelling words of encouragement to the guys as they solo. Even the musicians got excited during the excitement. That's Count Basie. I'm H. Johnson for WABE, Atlanta's NPR station.